Hi, it's me. Leave a message.
5, 4, 3. I saw you earlier today. I saw you out and about. You're so cute, you know? You wear these outfits that you really shouldn't be wearing. Do you know how easy it would be for a creep to take a picture of you? For someone to just slide their phone next to you and sneak a photo to go home and beat their dick to? Creeps are everywhere, little girl. You should be more careful. You should be more careful because it's only a matter of time before that photo of you in that pink skirt, that white shirt, those black little doll shoes turns into a video, and that video turns into a post on the internet. You wouldn't believe how many creeps are on the internet, princess. So many men who just ache with a need to possess such a sweet little thing. Such a pretty little doll such as yourself. Anyway, I've been watching you. You may be wondering who I am. Well, you'll find out. You'll know my name when I snatch you by the back of your hair and drag you to my car. You'll know me by my grip, you fragile little thing. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of the big bad creep leaving you this voicemail? Good. You should be afraid. You're so trusting, too. You make it so easy for a bad man like me to just take you. You really should lock your doors more often. Although, I should be thanking you. Some nights all I have to do is slip into the back door, and as long as I'm quiet, you barely stir when I jerk my cock over your bed. You're such an angel when you sleep, though, really. I can't wait to wake up to that every single day when I finally drag you away so we can be together. Oh, that's right, little girl. I'm the one they warned you about. Oh, I know what your sweet little cunt smells like. I've been inches away from it while you've slept. Maybe. Just maybe this big, bad man has had a taste. You really are quite the sleeping beauty, you know. I don't think you understand how badly I need to fucking claim you. Oh, how hard you make it for me when I follow you around town. My balls aching and full of... You'll see when I've got you tied up and gagged exactly how bad I need to plant my seed inside of you. I'm going to breed you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to own you. Do I make myself clear? Oh, are you scared yet? I imagine you got this voicemail shortly just after you got home. It's wild that I just saw you, and I was close enough to smell you. And now, I could be watching you again from, God, anywhere in your house. You really should get these locks fixed. Oh, I imagine your heart is fucking racing. God, I can smell your fear and arousal already. Oh, you're gonna be so fucking fun to kidnap. I'm going to take you away from all of this. You're going to be mine forever. You're already mine. Do you feel it? Do you feel that you already belong to me? I'm going to take all of this cum inside my cock, and I'm going to claim your cunt. I'm going to mark you as mine. Soon, you won't be crying or running away. Soon, you'll be so conditioned to serve me that you'll be begging for your rapist's cock. I'm going to rape you, little one. I'm going to fucking kidnap you and rape you. And if I were you, I'd be looking over my shoulder. I'd be taking less dark alleys. I'd be bringing a friend everywhere I went. I'd be looking out because I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. And I'm going to own that wet, scared little cunt you have between your legs. Don't you understand, little girl? I'm going to fucking rape you. I'm going to claim that tight cunt until you know you belong to me. Until even after you somehow manage to break free from my chains, you know that you'll belong to me. And you'll come crying back, begging me to take you back. How it's all been a mistake, and how you know you should really just lie down and let me use you. Because, that's all you're good for, isn't it? All you're good for is taking my cum and being my perfect little owned. I'll see you soon, little girl.